Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode. And I want to talk to you about something called the fake it until you make it strategy. So I think there's really two different versions of what they call the fake it until you make it strategy. I'm sure you have heard of this before if you've done any kind of searching about starting any type of business on the web. So really the first version is faking the confidence but not the skills, which means you have the skill sets, but maybe you've never worked for a client doing a specific skill set that maybe you just learned, or it's something that you've done in a job, but you've never had a client in your business. So you feel that you're not experienced enough, or you don't really have the confidence enough to deliver on what it is that you're doing. So that's the fake it until you make it strategy that I want to focus on in this podcast. But I will say the other method that other people are talking about is just fake it until you make it, not just the confidence, but also the skills. In my opinion, it's never okay to basically lie about your skill set. Basically say something to the effect of, yeah, I know how to do that, when you really don't know how to do that. Now, let me explain what I mean. It's very different to actually have hands-on and do the work than watch a YouTube video. So it's one thing to watch a YouTube video of someone setting up Infusionsoft. It's a whole different ball game if you do it yourself. If you watch a bunch of videos and don't have any hands-on experience doing it, you really don't know what you're doing. So to me, that's faking your skills. Now, you may have done Infusionsoft for yourself. You may have done it in conjunction with a client, but you've never done it one-on-one with your own individual client. You have the skills, you just don't have the confidence. So that's really the difference. And I would challenge you to really look at, when you're looking to purchase any type of training, whether it's for VA or any type of freelancing or coaching, whatever type of business you're looking to start, really look at what the trainer or coach is teaching you. Are they teaching you the fake it until you make it strategy? Are they telling you to go ahead and just fake everything, not just skills, but also confidence? I would say watch out for that, because who's to say that they're not faking it? Who's to say that they don't know what they're doing, so they're just simply passing that information on along to you? It happens. I've seen it. So that's just kind of a disclaimer. If you're looking for any type of training, what are they teaching? Are they teaching you the fake it until you make it strategy, which means fake the confidence, not the skills? Or are they teaching the other unethical version, which is fake the whole thing? It happens. There are many trainers and coaches that are coming on to the market right now who teach that method. That is not a long-term successful method, nor is it ethical. Nor is it ethical. So once again, you can fake the confidence, not the skills. And this is something that I see a lot of people do. Maybe they've done this type of work in a job for 10 years, but they've never worked with a client specifically, so that they feel like they lack the experience to do the work. They don't lack the experience because they've done the work. It's just they lack experience working one-on-one in their own business or with their clients, and that's okay. And what I've found that works best is honesty and transparency. A lot of times if you tell a client, look, I've done this for years for myself, or I've done this for years in a job, I've just never worked one-on-one with a client. I do know how to do this. It's just I'm a little lacking in experience working with clients one-on-one. People love that transparency and that honesty, and they're willing to work with you to help you build that confidence. So do a launch special, if nothing else. And what a launch special is it basically says, this is a brand new skill set that I'm offering in my business. Now, this skill set could be brand new because your business is brand new, or it could be something that you learned by taking hands-on classes. You know how to do WordPress. It's just that you've never built a website for anybody but yourself. So you could do a launch special, and you could basically say it's a win-win for both parties because you know how to do it, but you're getting the confidence to work with clients, and the client gets a small discount on your pricing. Now, I've done a podcast and a blog
on launch specials. I highly recommend that you take a moment to either read or listen to that. It is a really great thing that you can do for yourself and for your clients and help you build your confidence. So fake it until you make it. Fake your confidence because you have the skill sets to back it up. Don't fake confidence and skills. And unfortunately, I have seen in this industry, people will tell clients what they want to hear. And then what happens is they take their money and they disappear because they can't do what they promised. That gives all of us a black eye. So instead of doing that, learn what you need. You can learn by taking classes and getting hands-on experience with a specific tool or strategy. Then when it's time to offer it to clients, you can be honest and transparent and say, I know what I'm doing. I've just never done it for a client before. So let me talk to you about my launch specials. My launch specials are to help me gain confidence and experience working with clients, not learning the skill set by using my clients' time and energy. That's not what you want to do either. So just a quick reminder, it's okay to fake confidence if you have the skill sets. It's okay to fake the confidence if you have the skill sets, but you don't have the experience working in your business or working with clients because you've always done it in a job or it's a brand new skill set. I mean, you have to get experience. Confidence comes with experience, and you can't get experience without doing whatever it is you need to do. And that's why a launch special will really be helpful. So check that out. And just as a disclaimer again, there are lots of new coaches and trainers coming onto the market, especially at the beginning of the year. Please check to see what they're teaching you. Are they teaching you the fake it till you make it strategy? Are they teaching you the type that I'm recommending, which is fake the confidence? If they're teaching you the fake the confidence and the skill set, you might double think. You might want to rethink purchasing any of their training because who's to say that they're not faking it until they're making it, that they don't know what they're doing and they're selling you something while they're figuring it out on the fly. That does happen as well. So just do your due diligence before you invest in yourself in any type of coaching and training to make sure that the person or persons are legitimate, have been successful in their own business, have a refund policy, and have testimonials to back up what they're saying. All right, so I'm going to leave you with that. I'd love to hear from you. If you have any comments, please feel free to leave a comment for me. If you enjoyed this podcast, I invite you to subscribe. You'll find me on all the popular platforms. And I will see you guys next week. Thank you so much for listening.